In his greetings to the group, Pope Francis thanked them for their work, in particular the task of helping to fund the restoration of the Basilica of the Nativity in Bethlehem and the small shrine of Jesus' tomb at the heart of the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem. Noting that the restoration work in Bethlehem has unearthed the mosaic of a seventh angel in the nave of the Basilica, the Pope reflected on the way the face of our own communities can also be covered by incrustations as a result of all our problems and sins. Yet all your work, the Pope said, must unfailingly be guided by the certainty that beneath material and moral incrustations and the tears and bloodshed caused by war, violence and persecution, there is a radiant face like that of the angel in the mosaic. Pope Francis noted that the ROACO meeting, which has been taking place in Rome this week, has been focused on the presence of the Syro-Malabar and Syro-Malankara churches in the territories of India outside Kerala, where they are based. It is a sign of hope, he said, that progress can be made in respect for the proper rights of each without a spirit of division. Rather, he stressed, in all those parts of the world where Latin and Oriental Catholics live side by side, our churches need the spiritual riches of East and West as a source from which coming generations can draw. Finally, Pope Francis blessed members of the group and asked for their prayers ahead of his forthcoming pilgrimage next week to Armenia, a country of the East and the first nation to adopt Christianity as its state religion. I'm Philippa Hitchin.